the old home. And...
Just wait a second.
Grow up to my perfect self. I start with three poems about trees. And the three poems were inspired by two images that I was given of a struggling tree as a challenge to come up with something. And the image was of a tree trying to exist or grow in a small stony pocket of soil. And the second image of it had some strange, sprawly seemingly winged creature across it, straggled across it. So we'll just see. What do you think of this one? Nekushne gun rapam krienta. Drapam crown is mavutha shiaram. Me like a kyangalta. Bivak in ma faka gum. Drapam on crown. Is Lewis Gamown Sagoy. Drop him crown, down Ulis Beha, down Rarkna a Eshkint Sir Sheer is Rome, down on no a Avro in Macree, down Jesha Hurt the Ski Hoin Foss, down Etel's a Clotta, O Crave Gobla, down Im Harring Nakrina. A hostoy drapum crown fe rare ni unum ta fien drapum crown is Lewis Gamown gan shrien. Translated by Cathy Bird. The reasons I climb trees. A bivvy in my pack, boots donned, laces fastened, I shin up into a tree. I scale the tree and dangle all footloose. I climb to pluck an apple, to survey the surrounds, east, west, and out. To concoct a microcosmos of my notions, to give scope to forming wings, to accustom me to flight from branch to bloom, to reevaluate the globe's insistent tug. I climb a tree in answer to the wild. I climb the tree and sway there for the breeze. Donald Olive on crown a organ. Kintim Mokrikin is Mimlina. Smaktim Mokhose, Kyaun Kyaun. Olim Merbel is Mroom. Meina is Mavilda. Gachni Igor Trappen. Mwininach, no crush doing. Taringim chown may fain eran mara. Olivan crown a ogant erski hoin. Eishin, godigo nahnin ka willem. Is quailin, naira. Skrista ega magola moon. Godi bunclach an trussa arish. A reach, a boob. To take wing. I confirm my skin and frame. Command one foot before the other. Embellish my tail, nose, nails, and lip color. All boxes ticked. I climb, full of confidence, or neck, I compose myself on the tree's crown, prepared to be borne on air by wings, until it hits me where I'm at. Mortified, crushed by my own inadequacy, I slip to the base of the climb, yet again, always again. Agson Triukyam, Lauren am Crown Fein Sikyamcha, Lauren Leach Crown. Ni osun erskerd gandua, bavishnule ma vose le cloch. Nir feek een feek on din gan varig, hor le bos is eegmish riv ir gas. Ni furishte airi in ye titan, nir hor le duck na tegra gans throw. Is marum laum is skure, mavreen le huil le ganyev cloch is sheen. Ach, kei a chynig is a chap in a chiaun chospoir, sail shut na wheel in unad store na vore. Barlam, gach so a glocha, slán o hán an bugig. Macraver and now freemped egg of a gauze. The worrying tree speaks. Bleakness thwarts my survival. We get our problem. I was just thinking I hadn't explained in English, but it's the tree itself that's speaking. Yes, in this third poem. Warrior tree speaks. Bleakness thwarts my survival. To get hitched with stone took guts. My budding came at a price, where vigor took grip only after great loss. Awkwardness has followed failure. My doggedness yields rare growth, toils in sand, rock, and all weathers to style me stark and shorn. But who now prescribes extravagance as requisite for day-to-day life, while scorning the autumnal store? I'll avoid the glut, if you please, and steal what ease I may with my outward spread, unstymied by complacency. So. Sorry, Margaret. Now, Tom Takakuit o Eher Kirki, or Eher Kiri, the runner, the Kanglegumle, the Kanglegumle Kirki of them. Tom Tugga Uir her Kiri, ach, need the one of Nahoche Shinme, ach, O Shroud Valley Kushfariga, in Irher Natira. Agus Urant Abraham Ger, ne Kasulakti Idranach, Her Agus Anach, here, a Spragme con Sukru Oyasi Gurkadina. I'm from what used to be quite a rural seaside area on a small headland in North County Dublin in the east of the country. And my settling in remote West Kerry may have been influenced by some of the similarities between the two places. And I mention this for two reasons. The first is that it's actually the major difference between the two places, which has been the influence, the main influence on my writing for some time. And that is the mountain that's there. There are no mountains near Rush in North Antrim. And my home area was flat, sandy fields. And now I live right under the mountain. which is quite an inspirational mountain for many people. It's a spiritual mountain and a mountain of pilgrimage for from a long way back. And it was said to be sacred even to the Greek Celtic peoples who had Dagda is still mentioned in a lot of the folklore of the area. So the second reason I mentioned the two places, east and west, is that it was in the east. In the east, I was almost a different person. I was known by a different name, Cathy Weldon. I spoke a different language. I spoke this English, whereas now I live in a Gaeltacht. I live much of my life, not all of it, but much of my life through Irish. And I'm known as Ciati Ní Veldún. I've adopted the Irish language. But I still need the old one to translate. And so the Cathy Weldon who translates these poems is some relic of me. Agus na dánta léithe de nacht, tagann siad ó Úlach Ibre a spreag mo cuidama ar an gnoch. Agus tá siad ó chnúsach nua a hama súl go meg ar an bhód thar bhaad. Tá gotan na difrúla úsáidte tríd na nánta tuca don cnoch fíin tá got na níne an na dine a hiúlan air na fermóri nó na dine ghen fermórach dair agus a hagan ar ilarach dám. Tá gotan an ón stair, gotan got an bhéilidis agus scáil got agus gotan an ná dúr. So tá mé tríal I bhá níos omláine don cnoch a thuairt agus an cnoch a thógáil cnoch a thógáil dunlaithór I ngochna ag súla. So I'll read this evening from a collection of work which should be out soon enough. Agalav Sakyo, Cnoch Raynan, or Conversation in the Mist, Mount Brandon. The poems are they're designed to create an impression of the mountain, as full of an impression of the mountain as possible, giving voice to the different, to the, all the aspects of the mountain. The mountain itself has a voice, the walkers, the hikers, the farmers, pilgrims, and all their voices are based on real people that I've met, and their stories are included, and there's Inine an Cnic, who is the, like the daughter of the mountain itself. She's the one, she's the voice of folklore, and there's a voice of history and the voice, another worldly voice as well in the book. So the poems here are samples from that collection, and I tried to choose a few varying voices, different voices. Now I just have to find the poems. The first poem I'll read is, if I must define it, I suppose I'll say that it's a green version, or a woman's version, and a woman's version, my version, of the cycle of life. And some people see the hag in it, others see it as quite Buddhist, and some simply don't get it, but at all. But anyway, Dhanu, the title of it, is a word relating to time or an impending moment. So, Dhanu Tagha, and this is in the Skálga, the other Wernican voice. An chas sa cré idhe, merigan an ratnach. Tregan na bhain loiga an spéir. Is an ish ní mordit, gach déad a galana, a chóirv, a hocrú harnash in a lugal. Caitu da vugal groiga a skua basuas, a eshtu, an daidam a yangnu. Curart da ani, da fairly, da hio da illa, holag bug na mona, lig lask da grama. Soig an ghaí in a cóca, giblo isi da gúna daunig, da lam masna á lorg. Fógig si cugar níl, fulahe id a cná. Sáf hig fúcht in a crachna tríit, ayr da lúdíni. Glossanál a lishkig suas hár da chalpí, féin a huskadí, roig da cowl da lug. A gulag an gwile, go prí. Siocig, plotini da glún, da chná leise, da dhimida. Casig da vair in a lubar, da ríche rhaim, da vráid in a marmar. Titig an vóstach da ishin, da pulchná. Ai roig an pertach in a loch dúf. A bautal di yarrig ill. The giru dienta, an green arse, bear stalke ha trim. Ni the kurme, an sail kotra ill. Ni the hash edak kyoig orde, shasir, is bear fos bihe. The got in a way, the vun gair in a green. Jóra báis dígat, áitna animnathe ach da géga cuartha, trá rófar slán tú, go cúis míle bliana nóir. Your time is now. The heat gone from the sod, the bracken rust. The swallows forsake the skies, and it becomes vital that you clean each tooth. Count it, lodge it back in its bordered pit. You are obliged to swish up your unkempt hair, adorn it, fasten the diadem, don your rings, your pearls, the whole shebang. On the deep rug of peat, lie flat on your back. The wind will raid in squalls, make tatters of your Sunday frock, hunt your spare rib. It will issue a hush to inhabit your bones. The cold will carve in shudders through you, chafe your least of toes. A hoary breath will scorch along your calves to the hollows behind your knees, will frost over your kneecaps, your thigh bones, your cockets. Your torso will ice up to the pit of your belly, to your heart's core. Your fingers will turn numb, your arms rigid, your throat marble. The rain will drip on your temple, on your frontal bone. The bog will rise, a pitch lake, swapping black for red blood. You're wintering done, and the sun keen, you'll be starched dry. Mortal life no longer your pursuit. Your mist shroud lifted, you will stand and still be female. Your voice as wind, your smile the orb of day, your tears all drizzle, locations named for your curved limbs. You'll be ushered safe to the edge of a millennium just beginning. This next poem is, it's about fighting off the dark the black dog, as some call it, the murkiness that can seemingly become unstoppable, and all-encompassing, the big D, depression. It's about the duty to oneself to fight it, and otherwise it's overwhelming. And given my obsession with the mountain, a clear vision of Mount Brandon is the fiche or the vision that's referred to. A young guy that I spoke with out on a walk one day, who was camping out by the cliffs, he told of how he saw Mount Brandon as a place of healing, and how he was camping each night in a different place with different views of the mountain, so that he would wake up each morning looking at it, and that it could be his emotional anchor. And I read this for him, Sam. Dulgus Iguine Nadi Erlask Mograma Begum Isquilum Skaron on Fubble Vegan Arde Quailim is Cossum Mermavullock Amach Treed and Uskut Aeneas Ermalova Mokluine Aeron Veer Tash Shasum Costa Antro Avartius Arrear Mochrom, Dire Aeron Nush, the Egots the Dovicus, Quimilt Nasul, Spraining Eig, Mianfa, Chenamu Huili Eata, Ulub, Gomal Toshta, Ordim Maori, Is Chenamu Huili Iguinin the D. Go toshta or dimarishtid. Equivalent leshon ihe glenin. Rupum love rome. Quaek crumum in aignes suchia. Scannum an eastrid and nurctus. Is scurum eguinin a di. Strachum lemine dalgaca. Lamum meacle. Cheese trid and mudderha. Creasa, stolen on dove. Dulgis, dang the hanum. Scrown, go fliska, sealcha. Scrown, go lishna, puller. Goody shahun, mochrek, meish. The spurning of the dark. From the flash of my back, I twitch and release upward the zip of the small tent. I inch, twist onto my belly, out through the opening, up onto my hands, knees to the damp grass. I rise, fix on the direction set, nose trained on the trophy, invisible in the blackness. A rub of the eyes, an extending of limbs, a yawn. I clap my eyes shut, primed by protracted degrees. I raise my lashes, only to batten them down fast against the black. Sober, I elevate the lids. In defiance of this night I glare, I stab the air before me, blindly crouch against the dogged soot, knife up through the pitch and slice into the dark. I tear with nails, barbed, bare my teeth, down through the murk. Feral, I tatter the black. Obligation rooted in me, I scrawl till the greys of light Scrub till the blush of blood, till the booty is mine, my vision replete. The Tishmori not bealin at the land Thalan that if not in limbo. And it's spoken another one that's spoken by the authority of other worldly persona, the Skolga, and it relates to the Killini or the Kiluna that are scattered around the toes of the mountain where children were buried in times gone by when it in the lands of the people where the ancestors had lived when they couldn't be put in a more of what was considered to be a sacred place. The people went back to the sacredness of the ancestors. Just know dun dishmore not nailin a lanif danach the limbo. Or dick the vok ere the guilin. Shul go maul goody and chorn. Banik cluck isboge ere clay. Sheen the lanif in a uig. Lag and lag, o secune. Terror the gluine, isquier a shire. Uskel on tumba, or take the bock, the goon. Shul go maul, goody and shores. Banik cluck, is buggy clay. Sheen the lanag in a ubi. A ritual for the parent whose child won't rest in limbo. Raise your son onto your shoulder. At slug pace, approach the boundary. Bless a stone and adjust it to the left. Lay your infant in his grave. Place the slab above him. Kneel down and implore him to resurrect. Open the tomb. Raise your son onto your shoulder. At slow pace, approach the boundary. Bless a stone and adjust it to the left. Lay your infant in his grave. This one's a little bit lighter. This is a little bit more about how we can reconfigure things for ourselves, and it's in a voice of a walker, one of the Kushina on the mountain. Klasana Drama Dreepa. Is omiur a hogus kyound and spare, iman valertu salishis imaraka leshin varga. Is omiur of rahas blusk tarni. No scrawl the kiflish nachta, in way ru a vorta, is a kyabas greven tears and palaver ti titimericela. Ermago all the motion and Maria imagine, dear he ern gnuck of rapa, tive sheep them fear and knick in a host the sheenta, is an spare o secune, umpa in a farga huicha. Di modem, on fawn on son in McQuinna. ach rappas I droan again. Nir vun to say the inel gorkuig an chimline erid loose room, rahiak mufrin lodi am. Gond out, nor vun it's a mak mufwot winter, the baran knick in a varan knick. The spare in the spare, on thawny he's in a mob raining, maravia grieve. Thyrees aulisak, nakre bubbeg and deaver in yigbe hulcha ala. His bautal slim schlaun bun, you go me idran tishke is in spare. Os cormago hui la mak. Sorry, I'll just get to that English if I can find it. And if not, we'll forget. I'll leave you to imagine what might be. It's got lost in the paperwork.
His last translation.
Trickery.
Yay.
It's often I've caught the sky in a slick swapping of light and tints with the sea. It's often I've felt a thump of thunder or snow scratchings in the raw March winds and feared that the heavens would tumble to earth. Heading from the strand at Muiriach this morning, set to climb the mountain, it struck me how its contour now arced as a coastline, how the sky above it had churned to rough ocean. I winced at the slope still before me, chose to hike on up to its shore. It was no surprise to anyone else that my frontier blurred, my dreams out there in their shoals. Doubtless, when I reached my destination, the mountaintop was the mountaintop. The sky, the sky. The ocean below in Brandon Bay is as it had always lain. I've been more than a witness to some grand deception, and as slips of sky and scraps of Atlantic persisted in mingling, don't be God. This is the only one that one I see, so I'll finish with this one. This is one from the Daughter of the Mountain, and it's when she first sees a television and imagines that the fairy people are in captivity. Unlocked she is in telefish. Dorkdus a titan, borstach in a scrow. Fiam fwitten fe falla. Lassen solus roam, fwino ti, e hen mcree. Bulgan mga hwy, is rairca gom er vert, eg ina as mali, e siom rafarsi. Rud sudan siach rumpa, omar solus, sitja bord. Stane is gaira a yinifaka An san chimi, clown then looks she chanta sen omer. Rinkin she down, eid in a gimme egan mert, gan quinne, duvin she. Omer darka, buska darka, shus mak diver nishi, no, aber nishi fein. An eisha clihe fullock beeg. Shioga, shioga, covil for list. Gov jargarum, Cad bug a gan bhuiin. Al bhu. Beg gnau a gan mynacht. Agus sin sin.